In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show us how a Report Builder 3.0 user can build a new report leveraging the Map Wizard, shared data sets, and shared report parts.
In this demonstration, I'm going to create a report using Report Builder 3.0. And before I do, let's explore the Report Manager to take note that, according to previous demonstrations, here in my Datasets folder, that I have a dataset named Sales by Product that's already been created and published. And then in my Report Parts folder, I have some report parts consisting of a logo, a tablex, and even a parameter. So to commence the report authoring with Report Builder, I'm going to click here, and that's making a click once request for the Report Builder, and it will then download and install the Report Builder application on the client. I'm prompted to confirm the download and installation of the application, so I go ahead and click Run. And then we see that it starts to download the 78.2 megabytes of application, installs it, and then launches it for me. So the default behavior of Report Builder 3 is to launch the Getting Started dialog box, which supports the creation of new reports or new data sets, or to open saved reports. So in this demonstration, I'm going to create a new report using the Table and Matrix Wizard. And so then it prompts me here to choose a data set, and this is where I can click Browse, and I can reference a data set on my current server. So here in the Datasets folder is my Sales by Product data set. So there's no requirement for the report author to create the data set to understand how to produce the query for that data set. They can leverage one that's already been published. The next step of the wizard then makes available to us all of the fields from that data set, and we get to arrange them into the tablex, be it them the columns, rows, or values area. So I'm going to take the category and multi-select subcategory and product and drag that selection into the row groups. And then I want sales, cost, and profit to be added to the values. Then when I click Next, I can choose the layout. So here I'm going to request the stepped where the subtotal is above. And we have a preview of it here. And then when I click Next, we have styles. So I'm going to leave it on the ocean style, and then that completes the wizard configuration. So what I want to point out to you here is that in my report data pane, and we explore the data sets, we see the reference to that shared data set on the server. This data set requires a parameter, so automatically it's added the year parameter, and then it's added my table into the report here. So before I execute, I'm going to make that column somewhat wider, and then I'm going to click up here to create a title, which will be Sales by Product. And then to preview the report, on the Insert Ribbon tab, on the Home Ribbon tab, we have the Run button. And that switches me across to the preview mode. Okay, so presently we see no data, and that's because the parameter has been configured to accept nulls. If I pass in the year 2008 and I click View Report, we get to see data broken down by category and subcategory, and then to the individual product and our sales, cost, and profit. All right, so there's more work we can do here to refine the design of this report. So when I switch back to Design View, what I'm going to do is come to my Insert Ribbon tab and insert a header. And I'm going to take this default text box, that's the title of my report, and I'm going to drag it into the top left corner and make it less wide. And then what I want to do is introduce the company logo. And it so happens that the company logo has already been published to the report server as a part available for reuse. So on the Insert tab, when I click on Report Parts, this opens the report part gallery you see here on my right, and I'm going to go ahead and search for all parts, and you can see here that the AdventureWorks logo is an available part that I could use. Upon selection of it, at the bottom of the gallery, we get to see the properties of who created it and when it was last modified, its location, and even a description that can help us better understand what that part's been designed for. To introduce it into my report, I'm simply going to drag and drop it into the header. And there we go. I also have the year parameter down here. So we'll note that in my report data pane, there already is a year parameter, but that was introduced automatically because the dataset required that parameter. So what I will do is right-click and delete that, confirm the deletion, and then I'll simply double-click to introduce the year into this report design. So notice the addition then of the supporting dataset that is there to support and deliver the available values for this parameter. Notice also that a text box has been added into the report so as to provide a label, or rather a description, of the selected parameter. I will right-click the text box and come to expression because I don't wish to display the value, I wish to display the label. And now when we switch across on the Home ribbon tab to preview, we now see that we have this parameter that's been configured with available values. So this time I'll select CY2008. When I click View Report, we see the title with the logo, with a description of the parameter that's been selected, and there's the data in Tablix form.